Well, the first thing is that it allows, after 7 months of war that have been pretty unsuccessful by any measure for Russia, it allows Putin to show something to his population that he has accomplished at least something. He has not denazified Ukraine. He has not toppled the regime. He has not done pretty much anything that he had set out to do back in February, but at least he can show his population and, more importantly, the so-called party of war, the hardliners that are to his right and that have been putting a significant amount of pressure on him over the summer to do more and in their sense, to stop fighting this war with one hand tied behind their back. He can now show them something, that he has accomplished something. He has now added to Russia's territory. He has expanded Russia's empire, while today, of course, decrying colonialism, ironically. So there's that. And the second thing is that he can now say that this is Russian territory that Russia is defending rather than Ukrainian territory that it is attacking. And so when Ukrainian troops go to liberate it, in the coming days and weeks, it will, in Russia's mind and the Russian quote unquote legal system, it will look like an attack on the Russian homeland rather than just a movement back and forth across the battlefield, which would, in Putin's mind and in the mind of Russians, justify more extreme measures because this is now tantamount to Rostovsk Oblast, Moscow, etc., that this isn't just some battlefield territory.